Welcome. You are going to experience the four-chambered heart meditation. Your heart has four physical chambers and four spiritual ones. The meditation that you're going to listen to and that you're going to experience is based on those four spiritual chambers. And it has its roots in shamanic tradition of a woman called Angeles Arien. I give credits to Huge Mile, a very gifted visionary craniosacral therapist who published this meditation, and I'm using it very, very often. And I hope it helps you as well to access the four qualities that are in your heart. The four qualities, they are the ones to be full and radiant, open and innocent, courageous and daring, and lucid and transcendental. So let's get going. Make sure that you are not going to be disturbed for the next coming 20 minutes. Turn your phone off. Close the door if you want and make yourself comfortable. The meditation works best if you can stay in a seat where your spine is reaching up to heaven. You can also try it laying down. It might have a different effect. So I advise you to sit down and retreat into your seat, maybe with having something under your sit bones. Could be a cushion, could be a rolled blanket or a block, anything that elevates your base and allows your hips to be open and pouring towards the ground. So when you've made yourself comfortable in the seat, I invite you to access and observe your breathing. If you want, take one hand and place it on your heart and let it rest there. Feeling the touch of your fingers on your own heart, maybe feeling your breath. And allow your energy to move from the tip of your coccyx, so from the base of your spine, up to your crown. Take your time to feel that. It's like raising of light from the root up to the crown of your head. And as you hold your space, bring in mountain energy. And as you breathe in, feel your spiritual heart, freeing yourself of all entanglement. Nothing else matters now. Let everything go that you don't need right now. Be there without any excitement, without anxiety, just present. Now bring your heart into the middle of your body. And we do that by using a combination of breathing and micro movements to fine-tune your posture. Micro movements is a little bit, like feeling how you sit and intuitively move your heart into the very middle of your body. Don't worry if you do that right, just notice what happens inside. And now take a deep breath into your heart. Feel and fill your lungs and sway your body very slightly upward and forward. And you move the lumbar portion, so the lower portion of your spine, forward just a little bit. And breathe in deeply until there is even maybe a slight discomfort because you widen your ribcage so much. Use that heightened awareness to invite your heart to enlarge into the space that you've made. It's like you're breathing as much as you can, so you really expand. Feel this happen. And then you let the breath go. Let that pressure wave collapse, but while still feeling your heart and keeping your spine straight. So you keep your own support. Now we're going to take three consecutive in-breaths almost to the point of discomfort. And again, holding that discomfort for a few seconds. And we're doing that to use the awareness to expand. It's like being slightly out of your comfort zone, but to widen. Here we go, breathing in. And letting go. One more time, breathe in and widen. And hold it and let it go, keeping the spine long. Last one, breathe in. And letting it go, keeping the support of your spine as you breathe out. Now, bring in an image of the person that you love the most. Who is it? See if you can allow all your love to collect in your heart. Finding a song of love. What is your favorite love song? Your love song. Who is the one person who said, "I love you"? Whose voice and perhaps face have stayed with you most clearly. See the face with all details, the shape of the nose, the eyes, the lips, the features of the face. And what were the words that connected to the deepest level of your heart? We are opening Heart Protector. Can you allow your heart to be touched and opened? This is opening the door to your forest chambers. Now, let's visit the first. Take a deep breath into the left upper chamber of your heart. Feel your breath, feel your heart, and feel your heart space. This is the full heart, when we're in abundance, when we are full of energy, when we come buoyant and overflowing to anything that we're going to do, be it a relationship, a new project, an idea, or a healing session. In this space, we have something to share, and everything we touch turns to gold, so to say. Breathe into your full heart and sense how full you are. What do you have to share? What do you have to give? Who do you direct this fullness to unconditionally? Do you spread it all around you? Or are you selective? Do you have likes and dislikes in your full heart? Or can you just shine? The converse of the full heart is coming to a relationship, a project, or an idea, or anything half-heartedly. Actually not having a sense of your own presence or your capacity to give. Now breathe into your left upper chamber, your full heart, and see what full heart needs from you. Sense what it needs from you and from consciousness to live better, to serve better, to accelerate. And let full heart whisper into your inner ear what it needs. Listen to what your full heart is telling you. Now transfer your focus to the left lower chamber of your heart, expanding it with a deep breath. This is the open heart, Breathe in until it hurts. Use that discomfort to focus awareness, expanding the chamber. Open heart is the child's heart. It's that five-year-old heart still in the Garden of Eden. It's the incredibly sensitive antenna that makes the rejected child burst into tears. Open heart has not a single prejudice. It has no idea of right or wrongdoing and no judgment. How open is your heart? How open are you to receive the love of another? Who are you letting in right now? And who are you pushing out? Maybe even without consciously noticing it. The converse of the state of open heart is being closed, shielded, and embittered, and hard-hearted. Here we say, the wounds are too great, I can't take any more, I have to close, I'm shutting the world out, I can't feel a thing. This can also be the black heart, hurting others deliberately as a way of getting even. Breathe into the left lower chamber of your heart. How open do you dare allow your heart to be? This is your equipment. Are you ready to use it? And take a deep breath in, as if your life depended on it, as if it were the last breath before a deep dive into the ocean, and expand your open heart. And now access the right upper chamber of your heart with a deep breath, touching this comfort again, feeling your heart open and expand. This right upper chamber is the clear heart, its diamond clarity and sentience. Clear heart is like a still pool of water that simply reflects and does not color. Seeing everything and knowing everything, because there is perfect clarity at the interface of the heart, eye, and the world. This is the part of the spiritual heart that sees instinctively when someone is sick, when someone is wrong, knowing what troubles anyone, even a bulldozer. And clear heart is willing to approach life without guile, without resentment. Palms open to life saying, look, I have nothing to hide, no tricks and no games, no strategy, no second thoughts, no secondary agenda. A clear heart is when you connect throat to heart, letting your voice be like crystal. Communicating the love in your heart, the clarity in your heart, your perception without foibles or deviation. So breathe into the right upper chamber of your heart, clear heart, and note how clear you allow yourself to be. The converse of clear heart is the cloudy heart. It's indecision, not knowing which way to go, unable to see the way ahead, or also not to see what troubles someone else. And cloudy heart is being obsessed with your own stuff, getting hooked into fear, into greed and need. When you sense you are in cloudy heart, it's time to say, leave me alone, I need time to get clear. And this is when you go off to be by yourself. Go on a meditative retreat if you can, for as long as it takes to get clear heart back. And if you can't go on a meditative retreat, separate yourself from other people and listen to your inner voice for as long as it takes to get clear heart back. Rest your consciousness on top of the right upper chamber of your heart and fold your energy around that chamber and wish it well. Wish the fullness of crystal clarity into your heart. Now take another power breath, another forward and upward movement in your spine and your heart. mean it. Bring the energy up from Mother Earth, from your root, into the right lower chamber of your heart, and that is the strong heart. Breathe into discomfort, fill it, open it. This is Richard the Dire Lion Heart, Cœur de Lion. Feel your heart as big as a lioness or a lioness, afraid of nothing, king or queen of the jungle, able to hunt, sunbathe, care for your young, gamble and play in the long grass. Able to look on everything with absolute equanimity because you have nothing and nobody to fear. Strong heart is Robert de Bruce confronting the English knights, taking on a nation. It is Martin Luther saying, "Here I stand, I can do nothing else." It's Mahatma Gandhi proclaiming, "You have to leave my country," and sitting down until they did. Strong heart is Joan of Arc raising a sword for everything she believed on. It is Mira defying her family and dancing. Anita Hill going to Washington, although she likely suspected they would try to discredit and humiliate her. And she did it anyway, because she stood what she believed in. Breathe into your strong heart, finding your dream, your strength, your defiance of all the powers on earth that divert you from your course, and plant your battle standard. This is what I stand for, and this is what I am ready to go for. Without this, my heart can live, but it cannot fly. And look at the converse of strong heart, and that is being indecisive, holding back, being diffident, tentative, lily-livered, and yellow-bellied. Becoming obsequious before the will of others, and then saying, "Why did I do that? Why do I make myself little sometimes?" Breathe into your strong heart and see what it needs from you and from consciousness. Where is strong action needed and where caution? Now hold your space and breathe into all four chambers of your heart at once. The full, the open, the clear, and the strong. This is me, center of my centers, my spiritual heart. And now see if you can extend a visualization like golden light up to crown and down to root, and sense the vitality of that stream of golden light in all your being, your heart, your mouth, your crown, into the sky, from your heart into your belly, into your solar plexus, into your genitals, into your mula center, into the senses, through the legs, into the toes, and out into the earth. Honor your heart, honor the golden light, and breathe a deep breath into your crown, and then let the energy go, flowing down to your root as you breathe out. Now continue to circulate the light, but with a subtle awareness that your heart is there, and it's guiding you. Expand it. All four chambers awakened, alive, and aligned. And expand your field further than ever before. Feel your light body and open the door. I'll take a deep breath and gently, slowly come back with your senses into the physical room and open your eyes and see the world around you to carry your mission with the four chambers of the heart supporting you.